you never know how many other people are trying to rush to the ferry too. So even if the ferry ends up being empty, you've always had this panic inside of you that you have to drive as fast as you can to make sure you can make it on.
When I'm going to the ferry, I drive about 135 because I feel like I really need to get there really, really fast because there's so many people that are going to be in line ahead of me.
You're in a big panic. Oh, am I going to make the ferry? Am I going to make the 10-minute cutoff for the foot passenger or 5-minute for vehicle? And when you finally get there and they're like, oh, you better rush on, it's definitely a little bit of a adrenaline high.
By saying that mobility is a performance, we mean that it is something that is actively and strategically done, accomplished, not just by individuals, but by groups of people interacting together, and at times, even working against one another. There are many different ways in which mobilities are performed, and many different characteristics of mobilities that are performative. Take, for example, the process of catching a ferry. It's not an automatic thing, is it?
No, you need to know what you're doing. If you live in a ferry-dependent community, learning how to catch a ferry is like learning how to walk.
Yeah, that's part of the idea of performance. Performing has different meanings. One of them is doing something efficiently. So when you learn how to catch a ferry, you learn to move about a specific space. It's a precious set of skills that you acquire over time.
Yes, you learn to take into account a large number of variables that may affect whether or not you'll catch the ferry, like what time of day it is, what day of the week it is, what time of the year it is, and therefore how much traffic there is on the road to the ferries, and how many cars will be on the ferry.
I have this innate fear that I'm going to miss it and I'm going to watch it pulling out as I'm parking. So I always make sure to leave super early. So I either get there and wonder why I left so early, or I leave a few minutes late and then I drive like a madman trying to get there just in case I miss it, because that would be the worst feeling in the world, because then you have to wait another full hour or two.
The Seychelles Peninsula is very curvy and usually there's plenty of time between ferries to make it. But we never stopped because you knew that everybody else from the Horseshoe Bay Ferry was also trying to get to Earl's Cove. So you just drove as fast as you could. There was a few passing lanes and that's where you just sort of like went crazy.
Going to school in Vancouver and still living in Powell River, it's only 100 miles up the coast, but it turns into like a 5.5 hour trip because you ride two boats.
I mean, if you're cutting it close, you gotta do whatever you can to get there. And it's sort of like, winner takes all. You gotta get there before everyone else.
That's the idea. A mere segment of space becomes a battle territory. And if you're a local, no matter how mellow and laid-back British Columbians may seem, there's nothing worse than missing your ferry, especially by a few minutes, and especially due to poor planning on your part. It's embarrassing. And that's because you're supposed to have those skills that allow you to be a respectable local. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of people who take delight of timing the journey just so tight that they are going to be there at the last minute, and hopefully the very last car on board.
Oh yeah, that's a special feeling when you get there and they shut the gate just behind you. It's something you go and tell your friends about.
We had this motorhome and it was, there's a long hill from Courtney up to Comox, and it's right, you know, not too far from the ferry, and the motorhome was like acting up. And my dad was getting more and more mad because we were gonna miss the ferry. And then this police car comes behind us and notices that we're driving erratically, so pulls us over. And my dad is just so mad and he's like being somewhat disrespectful to this police officer and saying, you know, I need to get to the ferry and da-da-da. Well, so it turns out, like all of us kids, we got a ride in the back of the police car to the ferry. Sort of one of those classic tales of making the ferry. And then of course the next day at school, my dad was a high school teacher, because everybody sees what's going on and everybody knows. So they were making some pretty good jokes about what teacher gets his kids driven to the ferry in the back of a police car.
That feeling of suspense is what makes the performance of mobility dramatic. The space between a point of departure and the ferry is a field of play. It's a drama stage populated by many social characters and material features unique to a place. Delays and cancellations, whether one is in good rapport with a loading crew and the captain or not, the amount and kind of traffic, whether overtaking a vehicle on your way to a small loading capacity ferry is socially acceptable because that vehicle could belong to your neighbor who's also heading there after all those things matter.
And whether there are cops on your island or whether it is your usual ferry boat sailing or smaller temporary replacement vessel, or maybe whether there is a temporary schedule adjustment for the weekend or the reason for your travel and the urgency of it, and whether you can benefit from having a plan B available. And there is always the feeling, especially in some communities with complicated schedules, that maybe you've actually read the schedule wrong because it changes with the season or year after year.
The direct route to Salt Spring from Tsawwassen only takes an hour and 20 minutes. And that one runs maybe once a week, maybe twice a week. And it's always on like a Wednesday afternoon or something. So there's a bunch of irregularities in the schedule that just seem really strange to me. It seems like I'm sure there's reasons for them, but they're completely foreign to me. I feel really strange about the scheduling of the Gulf Island ferries.
Even if you're just going shopping in Nanaimo, you know, if you go down, you know, if you're able to leave at 6 or 7 in the morning, it makes a huge difference than if you have to leave at 10. Like it cuts, you know, and you're paying so much money. And usually the trip over from Little River in the morning is, you know, not very full. So it never made sense, and it always made people pretty crazy.
I tend to overestimate how much time I have, but especially for the northern routes, if you're coming from down south here, normally you're in a rush to get there because you don't want to miss that ferry, otherwise your whole entire travel plans are all screwed up.
The point of the matter is that performing mobility when you live in a ferry-dependent community is a whole way of life. You could be halfway across the world, wake up in your hotel, say, Europe, on the morning of your trip back home, which is at least 22 or 26 hours away, because landing in Vancouver means you're only halfway through your journey anyway. And from the moment you wake up in that hotel, your entire day or next days is about making that ferry. And you know that if any of the 2 shuttle buses or the subway train or airplanes or transit buses to the ferry terminal don't perform their job right, you're gonna miss that darn ferry. And that's just gonna suck because you live on an island or on the coast, and the landlubbers of the world, they better understand that and play their part right.